This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
It's the most wonderful time for Fat Boy. All the turkey and gravy, delicious ham glazing and pies to enjoy. It's the most wonderful time for Fat Boy. It's the happiest season for nine. While the turkey is smoking, he'll be out back toking on the stinky green kind.
I quit, dang it.
It's the happiest season for nine. There'll be parties for hosting, lots of drunken toasting with P1 Pilsner in a can. And Paige will be baking some days off she's taking. Don't worry, she'll be back again. It's the most wonderful time for Madman.
Thank you.
Don't eat all of those sweeties. You've got diabetes. Get shots in the ass. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful
never
time
ends.
For the Rise Guys.
That one goes, we can play that one through January because yeah, it goes through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then New Year's.
Yes.
It all works out.
Yes.
Good morning to everybody. So, Rise Guys, I'm Matt Mann, joined by now Highlighted Nine.
Highlighted me.
Can I tell you real quick, and I know we were really tight on time, but I've had four now women tell me that Nine looks better with blonde highlights than he did before.
God, how much do they weigh?
Oh, the women?
Not as much as you.
You don't think? Dude, I really.
The whole thing exists.
I know it's going to be hard to maintain, but it's a good look for you.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it seems like the women like it. Like, Zenny likes it.
And it matches your beard now.
Hannah, star of the 28-hour broadcast overnight, she liked it.
Hannah Marie?
Yeah, she likes it.
And I think it looks great.
P1 Lady Marine in Canada likes it.
Well, thank God.
And none of them are nearly as big as Fat Boy.
Oh, God, boy.
I'm not. They don't get that big.
Before we get into our pigskin picks that will lead us to our next pigskin punishment, we have some guests that have joined us in studio right now.
And
if I could, I would like to, Paige, can they borrow your microphone if they could? Thank you so much. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey.
For those not watching the television show and can't see the bottom of the screen, tell everybody who you are and who you're representing today.
I am Jordan Coons, the Director of Media Relations and Broadcaster with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
The voice!
Yeah, the one.
And I'm Ian Farrell. I'm the Creative Director for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
You know what's crazy, Ian? I have that same pullover you're wearing right there.
Yeah, I love that thing. It's awesome. It's very warm,
probably
too.
You're wearing a smaller size, I would imagine. But
he's a large man.
You're a tall guy.
Yeah.
We love the Swamp Rabbits, and once again, on behalf of us, thank you through us. Thank you to you guys for not only allowing us to be there for the 28-hour show and allowing us to be inside on the concourse, but the $2 from every ticket sold.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
It was a great success too. Another wonderful year for you guys to do well by those less fortunate here in the community.
It was great.
Happy to be a part of it for sure.
Well, I'm happy to be a Swamp Rabbits season ticket holder. I love it. My kid loves it. That's the thing, to find a teenager who will put their phone down for a little while and watch some entertainment is
shocking.
Even during a movie, she's sitting there Googling her stuff. I'm like, what are you Googling? I'm on IMDb. I want to see what movie. I was like, wait to the end. Enjoy it.
I thought those behind or around her would be angry. Oh, there's that light.
There's that light. You know? Yeah. That's why we always go in the back room. That and we can sneak in food. That's what we do. I see something in your hand. What is that?
Yes, we have two customized jerseys for both of you guys.
I love
that. We're
here
to present them in studio live on Thanksgiving Eve, so we're going to go ahead and give them to you guys.
I love that. Those are huge, too. They're hockey jerseys.
Look at Customized stitched hockey jerseys.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's Jimmy's. I was going to take yours, too, Jimmy.
We have them both.
And look. See, Nine screwed up my idea. Flip yours over.
I know.
So Nine told me that he was going to put on the back of his jersey for the name Jimmy, and then underneath he was going to put the number 9.
Yeah, and then I forgot.
So he
I wasn't
put
here for 2 weeks.
The name 9 and then put the number 33.
Yeah.
So I put Mattman with the number 33. Because
I thought you wanted to do 77, and then I forgot what happened.
I thought standing side by side, then we'd be 9-3-3. So now we're just 2-33s.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, thank
still says
so
Matt,
much.
Man.
It does. God, that's beautiful.
These are awesome jerseys, too.
And it goes well with the new highlight.
Thank you, George.
It's a good compliment.
Good with my frosted tips.
There you go.
I'm
going to send a picture of your hair to Steve Donner and say, hey, man, maybe for the holidays you get some frosted tips in that beautiful black stallion hair of yours.
These are awesome jerseys.
Thank you all so much.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
Thank you all so much. When are the boys back in town?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
10:30 a.m.
Yeah. You want to cut out early and go see hockey, man?
At what time?
10:30 a.m. It's a school day game, so we have a bunch of kids learning about some stuff in-house, and it's going to be fun. I had to see a school day game in Cincinnati, and the kids really get into it, so it's pretty interesting.
You know what? I may be a hair late, but I will go to that game for sure. Not only because I have season tickets, because I enjoy it. Would there be lunch served?
I can figure that out for you.
Well, no. I mean, you have concessions and stuff, though.
That
right?
is true.
That's true. All right. All right. Very good.
I can pull some strings.
Jordan and Ian, we appreciate both of you. Let me say this. Can I say this? You two, I'm not going to say this. This will make people mad. These two guys are the force behind the team. They don't get all the, I'm on a shirt or I'm on a jersey. Well, these guys are the force behind this force of the Swamp Rabbits. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
We and our whole office works really hard.
Well, but you two particularly.
We appreciate that a lot. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand there's a contract restructuring coming up soon, so I wanted to put that out there for you guys. Thanks. Thank you so much.
We'll take it.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, you as well.
Your listeners. And just again, we thank you for all the support of the team, for everything you guys do.
Well.
And look forward to seeing you at a game here soon.
This is going
to
be, we'll be there next Wednesday at 10:30.
Can't wait.
It's for a school day game.
Rise and shine, hockey in the morning.
Let me put you on the spot. If y'all walk out that door, will you know how to get out?
Yeah.
We will.
Okay. I don't mean get out, but I mean, we're just if you want to.
It's like a maze in here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah it is kind of. It's just a big square.
I have some experience in here.
Okay. Somebody texts in that Jordan sounds like Tom Baudet.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Oh, man. It's Tom Baudet Jr. Well, again, thank you so much. And Atlanta Gladiators are going down.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to go down. That's right.
So
and how about me predicting the score almost the other night? 8-4, but it was 8-2.
Predicted 8 goals in a hockey game. Crazy.
And they did.
And you were right.
Wow. I was right. Close. Close to being right. All right. SwampRabbits.com. Go and check them out for all of that. Let's pick some football. Are we ready to pick some football? Thank you, gentlemen. And tell Steve I said hello. Steve Donner, that is. No other Steves. Just Steve Donner.
Yeah.
He's my best friend.
He's a nice man.
SwampRabbits.com.
Like we said, this time of year is kind of waning. It's kind of getting down. High school's about to wrap up. College is about to wrap up. So. We got an extra high school game this week.
Yeah. Yay. I guess. That's how I lose.
And we're deep in the playoffs, man. There's some big ones. First one, Gaffney at Burns, Friday night, 7:30.
Okay. Now, Gay Timmy, who dyed Nine's hair blonde today with the blonde highlights, will be joining us for fun to do pigskin picks. And Timmy says, I don't know anything about football. And what did we say to you? Neither do we.
Yeah, none of us are doing exceptionally well.
No.
Timmy can beat Rob's record last week.
Maybe he can.
What was Rob Binario's record last week?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, so the order will be Paige.
I think it was 4-3.
Paige, Fatboy, Timmy, me, Nine.
Yes.
All right. All right. Hit us off, Flobo.
Paige goes first.
Burns, you said?
Yeah, Gaffney at Burns.
I'll take Burns.
Paige going with Burns. Fatboy?
I think they played earlier in the year. And I think Burns won that one. I can't remember. But I'm taking the home team, so I'll go Burns.
Lock you in for Burns. Hey, Timmy, Where'd you go to high school? Do you mind admitting?
Chapman.
You did?
Chapman High School.
They got a good football team this year.
The Panthers.
Who would you like in this matchup?
I'm going to go with Gaffney. I'm
going to go with the Indians on that one. All right.
I'm going to go with the Heritage.
Thank you. Give me Burns.
You want Baroque Burns?
Get him
only when I go number one. What? I don't even know what that means.
That doesn't make no sense.
Not at all.
Wild.
Jimmy, who do you like in this matchup?
Man, they did play earlier in the year, and Burns won like 34-14 or something like that. So I'm going to take Burns at home again to win again.
Okay, we're locked in. This is a good matchup, too.
It's a hell of a matchup.
Dorman at T.L. Hanna. Also Friday night, 7:30, I believe.
All right. Paige?
I don't know anything about the two of them, but at T.L. Hanna, I'll take T.L. Hanna.
At T.L. Hopper's out in the parking lot.
Okay.
You have dinner, and then you...
I don't know.
You're going to go with Hanna.
Yeah.
You realize it's not Hanna Marie on the radio.
I realize
this
that my
TL
husband
Hanna.
Talks about, or he used to talk about Hanna all the time.
Yes. Know? Yes.
Not that way.
Fat boy.
I'm going to take Dorman, man. Dorman's usually always strong.
Okay. Timmy. Dorman. Of gay fame. Going with Dorman, that was a fast pick. Is it because Man's in the title? What is it? Is J.O. Man your favorite team?
I don't know.
You like J.O. Man, don't you?
The D.
Okay.
The D. Dorman D.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I see.
I'll tell you something. The worst hit I've ever gotten in my life on a football field was in Dorman High School. The year was 1989. I was on the kickoff team. I ran down that field and just got leveled out of nowhere. My pants fell down. My bare ass was admitted out
on
the field.
That was the game?
You were a jammer?
And I have it on video somewhere on a VHS tape.
Ooh, I want to see it.
Regardless, though, I can't base that on something that happened some 29 years ago. God dang.
Jesus.
I played high school football 29 years ago for the first time. Jeez Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the time machine at?
In a parking lot.
I'm going to go.
I'm coming up on 20.
With T.L. Hanna. Give me Hanna. Lock me in with T.L.H. SBJ,
man,
Sweet Baby James.
This is the number 2 ranked team against the number 3 ranked team. That's what this is, at least according to Max Preps.
Thank you.
But Hanna... Dude, they scored 590 points. They've allowed 138 points. They're an undefeated 12-0 team playing at home in the playoffs. Go Jackets.
Go Jackets.
Okay. Off to college. Big top 10 game. Number 4, Michigan. At number 10, Ohio State. Michigan -4 on the road.
Paige. Charlotte Paige.
Yes. Harbaugh. I mean, Michigan.
She went with the coach.
Would Charlotte Paige, your acting name, pick the same?
I'm the same person.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure. Fat boy?
You know, you chuck it all out the window in rivalry games, but I think this is the year Michigan's going to get them. So they'll definitely cover that 4. And I think they win by a touchdown on the road at the horseshoe.
At the horseshoe in front of 100,000 plus.
Gay Timmy, who works at David Scott Salon and also gives blonde highlights in lieu of punishments and whatnot.
Honestly, probably did too good a job.
I'm gonna go with...
I was going to say, why? Now, as hindsight's 20/20, why did we get the best?
I know,
we should have had like a first day student do it.
Right.
Beauty
you
school.
Got the best style.
We should have got somebody flunked out of Millie Lewis.
Should have went to the career center.
Beauty school dropout.
I was a beauty school dropout.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning.
Well, you're good now.
Golly, bum.
Sorry, who do you want in the game?
I want to go with Ohio State.
OH!
Oh, Buckeyes.
Buckeyes.
All right.
That's where my man's from.
I am going to go. I'm going to go with the Wolverines on that. Give me Michigan.
Michigan.
Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Oh, man. Too many of us picked Michigan, but I already decided let's go blue.
I'd already wrote it down, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to veer off.
Ohio State doesn't impress me much this year.
I did veer off on my high school pick, but more on that later. Oh, no, we've already done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get some separation here soon.
I was going to go Dorman, but Jimmy gave me some information about T.O. Hanna.
Oh, yeah. I picked Ohio State because of the Ballers, that show with Dwayne.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched the last season.
Is that your fantasy guy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh, gosh.
He's mine. He's mine.
Really?
I would really, like, I can't, tell me, analyze me right now, Timmy. Analyze me right now. I think if Dwayne The Rock Johnson contacted me and said, come over here right now, we're going to get naked, I would go.
You would? Really?
And I love women. I love women. And there's not another man on the face of this earth. It's because I love wrestling, I think.
It would be, Jason Momoa and The Rock would be
I don't know about Aquaman.
Great threesome.
But what does that say about me? Does that just say that The Rock's sexuality just can just go through all, break down all walls, all boundaries?
Kinda, yeah.
He can turn a straight man into at least a one-night stand gay.
He is a panty dropper.
But you picked the one guy that could paralyze you.
Or an underwear dropper.
Well, that's
dropper.
The thing. People are like, oh, well, which way would it be? Either.
Yeah, do me, baby.
I'm going to have to leave out of there on a gurney regardless.
You might not make it.
Either my legs are going to be tired or my rear end sore.
Oh,
one.
My gosh.
Give me that kid in the wheelchair from White Chicks.
That's right.
So we have the same taste in men.
Well, at least on one.
You got
something about his voice. His voice is real.
Yeah, he has a very rich voice.
Yeah.
Plus, he's playful.
He does. Georgia Tech at number 5, Georgia. Georgia, minus 17 at home.
I don't even need to ask, but I will, because I'm a gentleman. Paige?
Ugga. I gotta be faithful. I've rooted for them all year round.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia Tech's like watching the worst high school football team you've ever seen.
Oh, no.
With that stupid triple option offense they run and their boring-ass coach.
Yeah.
It's garbage football.
Gay Timmy.
No dogs.
What was the other team?
Georgia Bulldogs and Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
I'll go to the Bulldogs.
Going with the Bulldogs on that one. Cool. I echo that. I agree with something Fatboy said. This reminds me that Georgia Tech is a technical school. Just like Greenville Technical College, Georgia Technical College.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same.
No,
and I think right now Greenville Tech's football team would beat Georgia Tech in football.
They have a football team?
It isn't remotely the same. They're engineers down there.
Something, the name, similar.
Ramblin' Wreck.
Give me the Dogs of Bull. Georgie.
Okay.
Jimmy Jack.
Man, they're favored by 17. I'll make it unanimous and take Georgia on that
right.
one.
We'll
there's always
around.
A chance.
So Greenville Tech has
cover.
A football team.
Yeah, they've done it before.
Volleyball. Just volleyball for now.
Men's.
But they have dorms.
Another clean sweep on that one.
Do you realize Georgia Tech only lost 2 games all season?
Mm-hmm.
They suck, man. They're so bad.
They almost made the ACC championship game.
Like they may get like a total yards of offense of like 200 a game, and they never pass it.
I agree with that. Their fields look really nice.
Our last college game, South Carolina. A.K.A. the Coots, at number 2, Clemson, A.K.A. people
taters.
Would call the Taters. Yeah,
the Taters and the Coots.
Clemson minus 26.5. That's a night game, 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Oh, pardon, Georgia Tech 7-4, but still, they ain't supposed to be that good.
Paige?
Clemson.
Minus 26.5.
Yep.
Fat boy, lifelong Clemson Tigers fan.
This is tough, man, because Carolina and the spread, we know how it goes back and forth. But Clemson's going to beat them by 10 touchdowns.
10 touchdowns.
10 of them.
Jeez Louise. Okay, Timmy, house divided. Where do we stand?
The 10 touchdowns.
Say again?
You got the 10 touchdowns.
You want to?
Who's going to have the well, Fatboy just picked Clemson.
We'll do Clemson.
You will? Okay.
Yeah.
That shocks me.
I know.
It really shocks me. I figured that would be the one team I know you'd pick.
But. You'd say go, Carolina.
So you know me and numbers and how I'm weird about numbers. So when I closed my eyes for the first time, the number was 21. Now, I don't know what that's for. I don't know if that's how many touchdowns Clemson's going to score.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's how much they're going to win by, but the number 21 is coming into my mind. But it's 26.5 points.
Yep.
So what are the odds? Give me Clemson Tigers.
You ain't a fan!
Taking Clemson.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. I mean... We're not going to win. We're not going to win.
Where's the faith in we and team?
I didn't go there.
God.
You didn't go last Saturday.
No, I didn't. You know what? It's because I'd stayed up 12 hours in a row, okay?
Yeah. You go against Akron. You watch them next week.
Jimmy?
Yes?
What does your heart of hearts say? And swear to God on this.
Man, it's it isn't that... Easy to, or isn't that hard to figure this one out? South Carolina gives up a lot of yards on the ground. They don't have a tremendous offense. Clemson has a hell of a defense. South Carolina doesn't have a defense. So I think Clemson's going to cover that 26.5 this year. This might be one of the worst ass whoopers in the history of that rivalry outside of the one a few years ago where Clemson stomped a mud hole in them like real bad.
What about the one where they actually kicked the players in the head? Did that bother you?
Oh my gosh.
That's the greatest one.
Most of those guys graduated by now.
I think one of them's a cop.
That was 07.
2 games left, both the NFL, Thursday night, Falcons at the Saints. Saints minus 13 points at home.
God.
a team that a lot of people think, you know, might win the Super Bowl. Drew Brees might be the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong to think that college football has been way better than NFL this year?
It usually is.
Oh, it's been real good.
I kind of like them both, but, you know, yeah. All I do is eat and watch sports.
You do other things.
Paige?
Yes, sir.
Who would you like?
You know, I think for Tessa, Todd's wife, I'm going to pick New Orleans. She's saying that.
You know what? I'd like you to start picking for yourself.
Yeah, I'd like you to pick who you think's going to win.
Okay, I'm going to say Drew Brees and the Saints are going to clear the field. They're going to win.
Is that who you really
think
is going to win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because every time I pick the Dirty Birds, they lose, and I don't want to be tortured and have a finger lobbed off.
Well, that's what we're doing next week.
We're going to amputate.
No.
Timmy does that on the side.
Yeah.
You know what?
He make your finger disappear.
All of them. The Saints are making an effort on defense, but they make receivers you've never heard of, like Traquan Smith, have a monster game last week. Mm. So the Saints will win. They'll cover the 13. Easy.
Who names their kid Traquan? What is that even?
His mama. What? Oh. It's her kid, not you.
I think I'll name him Traquan.
But that's a big spread against another dome team.
Yeah. But it's a really good team against a team that absolutely sucks.
So who'd you pick? Remind me.
Saints. I'm going to go Saints.
One Saints.
G-A-U-X.
Timmy?
Falcons.
Going with the Falcons. Any reason
birds?
Behind that?
Just birds.
Okay.
He likes birds more than he likes Saints.
I have to say the same thing Paige said. Drew Brees can go off on this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to go off. He's going to put on a performance that Newt Rodney himself couldn't.
Archie couldn't do it.
Archie, man, I don't know about all that. So give me the Saints. Jimmy?
New Orleans. Handily.
Oh, wow.
They're going to just. Same. I mean, they've beat most people by 13 points, especially at home. No, they beat the Rams by 10 at home a couple weeks ago.
You know how they fly them airplanes with water to put out the wildfires out there? Yeah. They should fly over New Orleans with bleach and just release it. I saw pictures of a buddy of mine who came back a couple months ago from that place, and it was just.
Filthy?
Dude. It's like a layer of silt on everything. Like dusty, look just whoa.
It's below sea level. It's hard to keep it clean.
Well, I got a bleach planes. That's my idea.
Vacuum, maybe?
Or, well, vacuum planes, whatever you want to do. Suck up the whole town.
Mm-hmm. I never wear flip flops there.
They should dust.
Good idea.
Yeah. Just dust.
Yeah.
We got one more.
One more to go.
Seahawks at the Panthers. Panthers getting the obligatory home field 3-point advantage.
Paige. It's not as easy of a pick as you
know.
Think.
I'll take the Panthers. I don't know why, but I will.
Because you don't remember who they're playing?
No, because I don't think Seattle's doing too well this year.
My drop.
Carolina is?
No, but that's why I said I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what?
We're going to melt down.
9:28.
At some point, the Panthers got a snap out of it, right? And they would have won last week if they got that 2-point conversion.
That defense kind of getting old, though.
I'm going to take the Panthers at home. They'll cover that 3.
Timmy, have you ever been to a professional football game before?
Yes, I saw the Colts and the Green Bay Packers play.
Nice.
At Lambeau Field.
Wow.
Damn.
How'd you do that? What happened?
Gymnastics coach.
Your gymnastics coach?
Yeah.
Was it Bella Caroli?
No.
No.
It was back in 2002, I think.
Yes.
It was pre-number 12.
Yeah. Oh.
That was Favre days.
Who would you like in this performance?
I'm going to go to the Panthers.
Going with the Panthers at home. Paige, remind me who you picked?
I picked the Panthers.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers.
Cam Newton, number one.
Sharp teeth and claws.
That's just his jersey number, Paige.
Well, he better do something if I picked him.
I closed my eyes from this game, and I saw Russell Wilson. Now, was he holding his head down in shame that he lost?
He's good, man. He's good.
Mm-hmm. Or was he excited? Guess what? He had a big smile on his face. Mm-hmm. Give me the Sharks.
God.
Give me the S-Hawks.
Not because of the jacket as a kid, but because of the Russell Wilson. He hates North Carolina, the state.
Oh, he played baseball in Nashville.
I know. And they kicked him out because he couldn't play baseball in college.
Yeah, but when he got famous in football, they started making bobbleheads.
That's true. That's true.
Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
Panthers, Seahawks at Panthers.
You realize the Panthers are 5-0 at home this year? They've
Why
won
don't you
six.
Say this before.
Five of them at home, but I'm still taking Seattle because Carolina's just hit the skids. Like, I don't know if they're going to snap out of it.
Fatboy's right. They're going to snap out of it, but I don't think it's this week.
I don't know if they'll snap out of it or not.
You're locked in now. You realize there's only two games that can change the tides. All the other five games are sweeps we agree on.
Yeah.
So one high school game and the Panthers game is going to decide who wins or loses.
Mm-hmm.
And you're and next week it's our doing our 56-hour show. So yeah. Then it's going to be a really
What the hell are you talking about, Willis?
All right, so we're locked in. And
we're locked.
And as the season stands, I'm still in the lead?
Yeah, you're 43-33, Paige is second, 40-36. I'm third, 37-39. Nine's a game back of me, 36-40.
Man, we picked the same every game, didn't we, Fatbo?
Except for the two.
Okay, we picked different on those. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. I'll be back ahead of you after this weekend.
Back in my heavier days, I was 43-33 in pants size. I sure was.
Yeah, you was.
All right. God, that's what's going to come down to, me and Nine.
It is, yeah.
All right, let me open up the email. This was an entertainment performance. This was not for any kind of monetary gain. This was not for any kind of monetary betting, only for entertainment purposes only. Thank you, intercom.com. All right, there we go. That was just for fun. Don't you bet on anything. Mm-mm. The only thing I can bet on is that Paige is going to give us some headlines right after this. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
Right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Planet Moss is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, why did a mom drive her 12-year-old son on the hood of her car for 2 miles to the police station?
Get to the other side.
No good answer. Well, she had a good reason, she thought, but she ended up getting arrested. She was arrested and charged with child endangerment and reckless driving. So here's the backstory. There's a 36-year-old woman by the name of Charisse Jones from Bath, Pennsylvania. And last week, her 12-year-old son had a dentist appointment. But you know how kids are.
They have teeth.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to. No. They have temper tantrums. Do you ever do anything like that to your mom where you refuse to go somewhere? My brother did. He didn't want to get his hair cut.
Yeah.
Ironically, he became a barber, but
that is weird.
Yeah,
it
is weird.
No, he hated to get his hair cut.
Yeah, he didn't want to go, so he wouldn't get in the car. So back to the story. The kid, he climbed on the hood of his mom's car and wouldn't get off, so she started driving anyways. But instead of going straight to the dentist, she drove 2 miles to the police station on streets where the speed limit was 40, which was a terrible idea. Apparently, she hoped that she would convince her son in going to the dentist by having the police tell him to go to the dentist.
And now the cops told her, Don't involve us in your parental situations. This is only for emergency purposes only. He won't get his hair cut. Call his daddy or call an uncle.
Well,
uncle will get him.
Upon arriving at the Colonial Regional Police Department, she admitted to the officers that she had been driving with her son on the vehicle's hood all that way. And, of course, they didn't buy it with the dental dispute and charged her with endangering the welfare of a child, which is a felony, and reckless endangerment. So she was arrested and freed after posting $1,000 for her bail, and she's due in court on December 4th for the hearing. So as far as we know, the kid didn't go to the dentist with the mom. So
she's probably so shocked when they told her. Nah, that's not how this is supposed to turn out. I'm trying to teach Junior a lesson. Why are you arresting me? It was only 2 miles anyway.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you never know. Get it fallen off, and then she might have ran her own son over.
I would have been slung off. I mean, I know. I know me. I would have been, like, I wouldn't have been able to hold on for 2 miles. Mm-hmm. Not even if she was driving, like, 40. Somewhere that you hit a bump. If you're going down points of highway and all them potholes, I'd fall off by the time you pass Furman.
And yeah. The
hills, too, man.
At 12 years of age, you'd probably be about maybe 5 foot, maybe perhaps. I'm trying to think of you at that age.
Slide.
Go on. Put your pants back on.
No. Oh, my God. No. Ew.
No.
I'm trying to think of your size, though, relative to a hood.
What's sexier, me now or the thought of me as a child?
Can I take neither?
That's probably the good political answer.
Yeah.
Right, Jimmy? Could you last on the hood of a car holding on for dear life? Right? I say no.
I don't know. It depends on who's driving and how they're driving. Like the way my mom hell? Stomps on the brakes and the gas, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom, she was a breaker, I'll tell you.
Mm.
So, all the same, lesson learned, hopefully, when she goes in court.
Ball breaker.
She went to Easley Junior High School.
Beulah.
I can only, oh gosh.
Poor Heath.
I would only imagine what the judge is going to say in this situation.
Look at you. Yeah. Porkies. We're referencing Porkies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Eat.
When the lady sat down on the toilet and snake.
Yeah.
That's your next punishment, Paige. We're going to hide a snake in one of the toilets in the ladies' room. You have to go in and pick a toilet and sit down on it.
Meeny, miny, hole.
Go on, get the out.
Eeny, meeny, hiney?
Hiney hole.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, my God. No, you have terrible ideas. What would be worse? That is not going to happen.
Kissing another snake or mouth-kissing Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, God.
Remember you met him that day and he came in here. Remember the guy you thought was a homeless guy, a beggar, and we said no, that he's here for the interview.
Really?
Yeah, those weren't Spitz rings or lower tab strings.
They're the...
All right. So what's the size of the snake? Because
he's about 6'4".
Talking about Jake or Beulah?
You took a picture with him, woman.
No, I said the snake. What would be worse if I had to do it again? If it was, would I have to kiss Beulah again or Jake the snake? Because I've already kissed her, so.
That's the question.
Yeah, I would kiss her again.
Yeah. Ah, that's kind of, I hope he doesn't hear that.
No, I don't know him, you know?
You met him.
You got to make out with a fat guy who travels with him.
He may be married.
Remember that picture you stood in and didn't remember who the guy was? And well, we're all flipping off the camera.
Those were many of pictures I've been in all my life. So,
Thank you.
All right. So,
I'm just glad I've not met any celebrities this week and taken pictures with no eyebrows. That'd be awful.
You'd be like, who is that browless man?
Yeah. Paige, what else is going on in the Plex? Well, I've been alerted that we're off the air in 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Sopranos is a prequel movie coming out. But it's a little different because one of the popular characters, it's going to be focused on his dad, Christopher.
Big Puss?
No, yeah. Dickie Maltisanti.
Well, that's close. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so he mentors a teenage Tony Soprano in this show. So it's the beginning of what Tony Soprano becomes.
I get it. I get it's brand recognition. I get there's always more meat left on the bone kind of thing. But why not just go and create a new show and call it something else? Like, why do we have to say, oh, yeah, you'll like this because you like this?
Because it's already an equitable brand. You know that.
And there's no Tony.
I don't like it.
Well, you could have young Tony, like a young Jackie Sr. and those guys, Paulie Walnuts.
It's a Sopranos prequel movie. It doesn't mean it'll be called the Sopranos movie or it's even the Sopranos. I don't know what the title is.
It could be Big Pussy in the boys.
Yeah.
Will Little Pussy be in it?
And that I don't know, but it will be called The Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah, so it's going to have a different title. But they want you to know it's a prequel to the Sopranos. So they want the association with that equitable brand.
You can have Pussy Malenga in it.
Well, it's
smaller Stevie will be in this one.
I bet Paulie Walnuts will be in it. He was old.
Remember little Stevie?
Oh, yeah.
He's Littler Stevie in the prequel.
Sylvia.
Tony's dad will be in there, right?
Legs just sticking out.
Yeah. So.
John Boy Soprano?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Hey, big man, let me hold the dollar.
Let
me hold the dollar.
Aw.
I know they play replays, but he's still alive.
Okay. In theaters, as we already said, Creed 2 is out. You're excited about
I will
that.
Not go and see that.
I didn't see the first Creed. I saw, the first four Rockies are good. I never saw Rocky Balboa or the Creed movie.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's not something I'll rush.
It's PG-13.
Ah, it sucks.
I actually got a digital download from a remote appearance we did one time, and that's how I watched it.
Didn't expire, did it?
No. I think you can use it again, too. I got Jumanji if you want it.
I think Rocky was a PG movie, but back then everything was.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Like, back then, movies with nudity would be PG because it means parental guidance suggested, and that's what it meant.
Also out, another Robin Hood movie, Robin Hood. You want to see that?
I like the porno parody better.
The only good Robin Hood movie is Men in Tights.
Uh-huh. You're right about that.
Yes.
And then Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph's out.
Yeah, John Wreck C. Riley and Sarah Ralph. Silverman Wreck-It are Ralph. Back with Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, that's another
but
one.
But this time he's wrecking the internet instead of some game.
First one was fun.
Oh, it was cute. I love it. I like that movie.
But you liked it because all the references to your childhood.
I just thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a fun little
I don't remember the animated plot movie. At all. I just remember Donkey Kong was in it.
It was cute.
Donkey Kong.
Sub-Zero was in it for Mortal Kombat.
You say I like it because of that, but that
I didn't think that
Pixels movie with Adam Sandler, that was crap garbage. Hot dumpster fire movie.
Bedtime Stories or whatever that is?
I never saw that one.
No, Lego movie.
garbage.
Or Player One.
Pixels.
Ready Player One, I never saw that. But the Pixel movie had a bunch of that like giant Pac-Man attacking him and crap. It was trash.
It's not a good movie if I say it's a good movie, but I can't remember what it's about, right? I was entertained in the moment, but I can't recall what it was about.
All right, then.
I don't know. I'm just getting old, I think. If you like it, it's good.
Yeah.
Wow. Good is subjective.
You don't have to go to the movies if you don't choose to.
Thank you, Paige.
I probably won't.
All right, then.
I love freedom.
Don't have to. It's America. Yeah. Well, I'm Paige, and those Rise Guys headlines.
And Paige, our nation's birthday is tomorrow, so we're going to give thanks. And no, it's Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
All right.
A full rundown of many things to come and more Rise Guys right after this.
Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
just rocks.
I hope each and every one of you have a very blessed and safe, very important that I say safe, Thanksgiving weekend. And then, and like we said earlier, be with who makes you feel good. I mean, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, be with positive people who make you feel good.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. If that means you bail on your family a day before Thanksgiving, well, go for it, man. We're supporting you.
Dude, I'm going to bail. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted. If you want to see photos and video of Nine with his blonde hair now after losing pigskin and pics, you can go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Instagram at The Rise Guys, or at The Rise Guys on Twitter.
Oh, we're all over the place, man.
We're all over. Get today's podcast. Go to TheRiseGuys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy eventually will be back in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind at 6. Thank you. I didn't say live. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Be careful. Be blessed. Thank you.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. That baby back.